Hallelujah.
God is for me.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing can stand against me.
Nothing can stand against all.
God is for me.
Oh, yes.
I will not be moved.
God is for me.
God is for me.
Nothing can stand against me.
God is for me.
I will not be moved.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we please have our seat? Hallelujah. You are welcome to the first Sunday in the month of February in the year 2019. I say to you this morning that this will not be the last one you will celebrate in the name of Jesus. I say to you this morning, there are many that are waiting to hear negative news concerning you. What they will hear concerning you, by the grace of God, will be positive news in the name of Jesus. I say to you this morning, there's many that they are hoping to hear news about bad things happening to you. What they will hear will be good news in the name of Jesus. And whether you like it or not, even if you think you are not going to celebrate this year or this month, because you have come in here this morning, you will celebrate in every life, in every level of your life this month in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you shout hallelujah. So by the grace of God, we just quickly want to look at the word of God. And the topic of today says, rejoice in the Lord. Say to your neighbor, rejoice in the Lord. Neighbor, rejoice in the Lord. You will all rejoice in the Lord in the name of Jesus. Can somebody please quickly open to Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. The book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. And please, if you can read for us. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord. When? Always. And again, I say what? Is the church here today? Yeah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say what? Rejoice. May you rejoice throughout the year 2019 in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Brethren, there are so many things that is going on in our environment. There are so many things that are happening that can simply make it difficult for man to rejoice. There are some that are being done by the enemy. And there are some that we are the one that drags them to our life. But what I have for you this morning is that it does not matter what is going on. You will rejoice in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what you are facing. I want you to know that you will indeed rejoice in the mighty name of Jesus. Because in the life of a man, when a man is going through certain things, a day will always come. I hope you know that. One day will always come. And what does that day do? That day always turns things around. I don't know, as many of you are seated here, that your joy is not what you want it to be. But I want you to know that as you step out of here, you will continue to rejoice in the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe you are seated here. You have your son, a daughter. That the report that you are hearing are not report that makes you to rejoice. I want you to know that that is changing from today. I said that is changing from today. But from today, the report that you will receive will be the report of the Lord. Men and women are going through situations that they made it difficult for them to rejoice. Situation that is become a way where there is no hope. They don't even know whether this thing can ever become a thing of joy. But I have a good news for you. It does not matter what it is. My Father in heaven is able to turn it around. And whatever is not making your joy to be completed, God is going to turn it around for good today in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to look at the scripture and see what happened in the life of some people. That they've gone through a lot. But I say, a day will come. And today is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day. I don't know what brought you here, but I know you will not leave here the same. Because by the time this service is over, you will rejoice. You will remember 2019 for good. You might have gone to other years, and it seemed there was no hope. But this year, you will rejoice in the name of Jesus. Can somebody quickly read to us the book of Mark chapter 5, from verse 25 to 29. Mark chapter 5, from verse 5, from verse 20, Mark 5, 25 to 29. Somebody that quickly please read for us. Mark 5, 25 to 29. Now, the Bible says a certain woman had an issue of blood. For how many years, ma'am? For 12 what? 12 sudden years. Praise the Lord. This woman has gone from one physician to another physician, to another physician, for how many years, ma? 12 solid years. She has done what? She has spent all that she had. And was not better. You have gone to the best of the best. In America, they will say there are some folk called their specialists. She has been going to specialists. They told her there's one specialist in Boston. She went there. They told her there's one specialist all the way in Oklahoma. She went there. They told her there's one specialist in Alaska. She went there. All that she has, she's been spending. She's been buying flying tickets, flying all over. Go ahead, ma. When she heard about Jesus, he did what? She did what? She came behind him in the crowd. And touch his garment. But she said, but if only I can do what? Go ahead, ma. I shall be what? Go ahead, ma. Immediately, the fountain of our blood did what? I say every problem that I've come with you today, in the name that is above every other name, that does not allow your joy to be full, will drop. And she felt it in her body that she was healed. Halabroseke, have a seat, ma. That woman has spent all. She could not rejoice. When others are excited of new things, she knew the position she was at. And she could not. When others are celebrating promotion, talking about next level, she said, what level am I going to? I've been carrying the same issue. 12 years. 12 years. But she did not give up. Because a day. Say to your neighbor, a day. No, say, neighbor, say neighbor. Neighbor, boy. A day. I said today is your day. And every single thing did what? Dried up. I say one more time. In the name that is above every other name, whatever has not made you to celebrate in this month of February, it shall dry up in the name of Jesus. But then I don't care what is it. My father is able to do it. This woman dealt with this for 12 solid years. What have you dealt with? What is the issue that you are facing? How many years has the problem been? Eh? How many years? The little thing that happened like this, by the time you see your doctor, they will say, take this, problem solved. Someone going from one physician to another, to another, to another. Yet, she never gave up. But the day came. Say to your neighbor, neighbor! Your I don't know. I'm telling you, brethren. I don't care what you brought here. The same day that lady met with the Lord and her story changed, your story will change. Your story will change. Your story will change. Your story will change. Brethren, I can assure you, sir, that in the process of this woman going to physicians, there are some of them that saw and say, this one, your problem cannot be solved. But, you know, since I opened this money, I have not seen anybody. So for me to put money in my pocket, say, don't worry. Just take this, eh? Your case will. They know your case is going nowhere. They were just making money out of her. Hey, can you please raise up your right hand? You want to talk to the Almighty God? Is there any way you have put money into? And it has become an investment that is of a lost investment. It is investment that has not yield increase. You want to talk to the Almighty God that every leaking pocket that has been making you to lose money, have been wasting money for no reason, an end must come to it today in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Every leaking pocket, the Lord must close it. Everything you are investing money to that yield no increase, Father, close it up. 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 In the name of Jesus, it must be closed. An end must come to it. No more leaking pocket. No more wasting of money. No more anything that you are doing that fails to yield increase. I say, in the power, in the name that is above every other name, they are closed. They are sealed today. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And that woman, the Lord delivered her. A visit to physician ended. Our story changed. That's why I know your story will change. Yeah. That's why I know that by the time you leave here, you will sing a new song. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let's quickly look at the word of God. First Samuel, we want to see another thing about somebody's life. First Samuel, we want to look at chapter 1 and some few chapters, and then we move on. 1 Samuel chapter 1. We want to read from verse 1, verse 2, and thereabouts because of time. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Samuel 4, verse 1. Stop right there, ma. They said these are two women. One had a child. And one did not have what? A child. Go ahead, ma. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that she will give what to Anna? Double portion. Please, ma. Someone has no child. You are distributing gift. And in order to make her happy, you will give her double portion. So, has that solved her problem? No. I'm asking also, has that solved her problem? And so what if you are giving me double portion? Ah. There's still a problem on the ground. Go ahead, ma. And arrival also did what? I can imagine. You know, I'm from one country called Nigeria. Mm-hmm. They call themselves giants of Africa. I don't know what giant we are giant, you know. You know, I want to let you know that I can imagine the situation she was, that Hannah was with Penina. They say, now person we have child, get husband household. We met her here, no child. And they want to tell us they are senior. Look at them. I can imagine. Eh? Injury upon injury. Go ahead, ma.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart weak? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?
Oh. Praise the Lord. Please, ma. Why are you lying to yourself? Better than 10 sons. At the end, everybody knows their children. Don't lie to yourself, Joe. At the end, I know my children, you know your children. Where's mine? 10 sons. Which story is that? Go ahead, ma.
So Anna arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli, the prophet, was with her, and she was in bitterness of soul.
Sorry, ma'am, just go to 19. Go to 19.
And they rose early in the morning
and worshiped before the Lord. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the Lord did what? Hey, I told you, I said, a day will come. Say to your neighbor, a day will come. And that day came. Hey, and that day did what? Who remembered her? God is going to remember somebody. I said, God is going to remember somebody. I said, God is going to remember somebody. Brethren, telling you or telling somebody that 10 sons and 10 sons are no 10 sons, giving you double portion of food or no food, has not answered the problem Hannah had. She could not rejoice. She could not celebrate. When they go to Shiloh, when others are marrying, she's crying unto God. But the Bible said, and that day came. And what happened? She was remembered. Go ahead, ma. And she became pregnant. And what happened, ma? Hey, she had a baby. Not a baby what? A baby what? Ah, she finally sealed him mouth of her enemy. Go ahead, ma. Ah, thank you, ma. She said, because I have asked for him from the Lord. In the name that is above every other name, every of your enemies' mouth will be sealed in the name of Jesus. Because God will make you to rejoice. Because God will make you to celebrate. Because God will make you to be blessed to the point that people will have no choice but to celebrate with you in the name of Jesus. Because the same people that are looking at you are coming back. And they are not just coming back. They will use their own money to bless you for what the Lord has done in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. And so what do we need to do to make sure that we continue to rejoice? That we continue to celebrate? Number one, we must put an end to the spirit of being worried. Let me tell you, no matter how much you are worried, you cannot solve any problem. Let me let you know that. No matter how much you are worried about a situation, your worriness cannot solve it. Cannot do what? Cannot solve it. You know the only person that can solve it is the Almighty God. Is who? And I pray that the Lord will solve your problem and my problem in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, no amount of bitterness and anger you carry that can solve your problem. In fact, the more you are angry, the more or less God can do for you. I'm telling you, the more you are angry, the more or less God can do for you. There's nothing God can do for you. An angry man. What do you need? You don't need anything. But I pray that every spirit of being, you know, of anger out there that is denying men from rejoicing will not know you in the name of Jesus. And then, how do you keep your joy? Number one. How do you continue to rejoice? Number one. You must learn to forgive and to forgive quickly. It does not matter who has offended you. You must learn to do what? You must learn to do what? Number two. You must learn to trust in the Lord. Please, let's do that. And see what the Lord will do. And number three. You must learn to be content with what God has given you. Let me tell you, people are not content with what God has given them. And that's why some people find themselves in trouble. They are looking for what they don't have. They will use every means to drag it. And when they finally get it, trouble starts. And they will say, God, what did I do? But when you ask, and Baba God said, it's not meant for you. He said, how come Lagbaja is driving Mercedes? Why am I not driving Mercedes? After all, this person met me in this country. Did you come with the same direction from God? Why can't you focus on God and let God give you your own? Some people, they will be asking God for what God knows that will kill them. We had a pastor one time who was sharing with us. God gave us seven boys. Seven solid boys. And these boys were doing fine. He said, no. Hey, I must have a girl. Hey, there must be a girl in this house. They told me. So finally, they say, God, the girl has come. Take the girl. When the man saw the other side of life, you know, when you have children and nobody gives you any problem, your seven boys doing well, and you now brought the only girl. Today they will call you from school. By the time she was in the college, she was the level of prostitute she was committing, only God could answer. The man of God said, I did not even know when I started saying, Father, take her back with you. Take her back with you. I know I brought this on my own. No, take her back with you. 2 years after, they just said she fell sick and she never came back. There are things you are dragging God to give you. Because you are looking at somebody else. You are not content with what God has given you. My prayer is that the Lord will help us. That which the Lord has given you, you'll be content with it. So that you can rejoice. So that you can celebrate. Can you please rise up on your feet this afternoon? You want to talk to the Almighty God. This is the month of February. You want to ask God that everything that you need, that the Lord can need to give to you so that you can rejoice in this year, 2019. You want to ask God to supply unto you. Can you lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God? It's a year of celebrating. It's a year that we are supposed to rejoice. You want to tell God. You want to say, Father, all that I need. All that I need, Lord. All that I need, Lord. To rejoice in the year 2019. In this month of February, Lord. Supply unto me. Supply unto me and my family. Thank you, faithful Father. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Finally, I want you to hold somebody. You want to pray for that person. In every month, there is always word spoken. The Bible makes us to know that daily the Lord loads us with what? Benefit. You want to pray for the person you are holding. that every blessing that the Lord has declared for the month of February will not pass that person. That will not elude that person. That person will receive it all. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Make sure the person you are holding is praying for you. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. It's the month of February. There are things that the Lord has spoken. They are supposed to bring you joy. You are supposed to celebrate. In the name of Jesus. Makasatarababa. Yekebolebro. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. One more prayer. I want us to please stretch our hands towards our instrumentalist and our choir. We thank God for the way the Lord used them today. We want to pray for them that their fire will not go down. It will continue to increase. They will serve the Lord the more. Whatever is their heart desire, the Lord will grant unto them. Church, can we pray for them? Can we pray for them? Say, Father, strengthen your children. Uphold them. Let them finish well. Let them end well. Let them continue to use the talent that you have given on them to your glory. May they never use their voice to serve the devil. We bless your name. We give you all the glory. Blessed be your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And before I call on our daddy, as we prepare to do our monthly Thanksgiving, I just want to remind us that in the month, every month, the Redeemed Christian of God, North America, have what we call monthly prayer. I believe this month is just loaded. And I pray as many of us that make it to this prayer program, you will not miss your blessing in the name of Jesus. North America has a prayer program that comes up every first Monday of every month. Tomorrow is the first Monday of the month of February. Please, let's be part of it. We will send the information now. It's always at 10 p.m. in the night. Tomorrow is the first Monday in the month of February. The Lord will bless you as you partake in it in the name of Jesus.